This is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 15. Regardless of your past self-image, right now you can see yourself in a better light. Your sense of identity plays a major role in your life. We tend to speak and act in ways that are consistent with our view of who we are. As you hear this now, you have a self-image about how old you are. People usually don't mention days when discussing their age, yet every day adds to your self-image of your age. Like young children, however, they do tend to say, oh, and a half, I'm 4 and a half, 5 and a half, 6 and a half. Just as you add days to your self-image about your age, you can add other concepts to your self-image each and every day. You have a self-image about what goals are reasonable for you and what goals are not. As you continue to gain more knowledge and develop more skills, you improve your self-image of what you know and what you can do. Some individuals believe they're more skilled than they really are. But in our generation, there are more people who don't believe in themselves as much as they should and could. Be realistic. Be open to the objective feedback from knowledgeable people. And keep upgrading your thoughts about what you can do. You have a self-image about how happy you usually are. You have a self-image about how much courage or fear you have. You have a self-image about how calm and serene you are, or how nervous and full of anxiety. Every happy moment can add to your self-image of how much happiness you have stored in your brain. The same applies to your moments of courage and serenity, patience, persistence, determination, kindness, and so forth. The most important issue is whether a person has a positive self-image about his value and worth. Some people feel that they lack self-esteem. Some feel that they lack real worth and value. Regardless of what you have considered your self-image yesterday, or even this morning, you don't have to continue to view yourself in that same way. You can go further and see yourself in a more unlimited way. Right now, at this moment, you can upgrade the way you view yourself. Right now, you have the free will to choice of realizing that you are immensely valuable. You are created in the image of the Creator and Sustainer of the universe. You are a child of the Creator. You are a precious soul who has been put in this world to fulfill a unique mission, and your mission is uniquely to yourself. Right now, you can gain a greater realization that if you have thought, spoken, or acted in a way that is consistent with a positive pattern, those memories are always with you. Every good deed you do today is added to the eternal storehouse of all the good that you have done. Building your self-image is a lifelong process. Each and every day you are adding to who you are. Of course, we all have our moments of being up and moments of being down, but we always have intrinsic worth and value. Our emotions fluctuate, but our value is constant. Mistakes and errors need to be learned from and corrected. To keep improving, we need to learn from the feedback of all the important things that we try to do. Focus on the joy and pleasure of making progress. Remember this beneficial self-talk about your self-image. I'll view each day as a gift from my Creator. Right now, I'm grateful to my Creator for all the good that I've experienced from the day I was born until this moment. Each and every day, I gain more knowledge and wisdom. Each and every day, I am committed to adding to the good that I can do. As long as I am alive, I'll keep growing and developing my character. I will see myself as a soul who's on a divine mission. My goal is to love my Creator and to love other people. I wish to bring joy to my Creator and joy to other people.